hey Rick.
With some
not a familiar term.
No, that's not a familiar term, but I've heard that the hay rack would be a thing, like I was talking about a while ago, fixing it up in the barns. I think that's for the cattle to go in. This they got room enough, you know, if the slats is that far apart, and they stick the mouth in there and pull it out, and it keeps sliding down. It's made in a shape like this.
Self feeder
thing.
All right, what about a haycock? Is that or a hay doodle?
Wanted to move that patch of hay somewhere.
That's beyond me and not for me.
I think they must be maybe Midwest.
That's about where that's at.
All right. The shelter for cows then would be called a
cowbarn.
And the shelter for horses.
A horse shelter.
And any difference in anything you remember about the way they were built, distinctive from other barns?
Well, in some places they had these stalls fixed by the trough in there, and they had partition in fixed them to come back out halfway of the horse and halfway of the cow from feeding eat out of them. See, keep them from hooking and knocking over at one another. It just come back about halfway back.
They walked in.
That's right.
What about a word for a place where the cows are staked or penned for milking?
And a shelter for horses.
The cow barn. Any such?
Well, you would call that, the only thing I ever heard, they call it a stall and a wave, and another way, it's called what to just drive a cow into, what people didn't have one, you call it a break. But where they milk several of them, they go into a thing like that, and they just the heads up in there, sort of like I'm talking about, but there's no place for them to eat in this place, no, they don't want them to eat while they're milking, not. And they got a thing to just drop something down over the shoulder, neck. A piece of iron with a chain to it to hook them, keep them around it to keep them coming out. The only thing that I ever knew about that was what you call a break.
Didn't know that one either. All right, what about the shelter or enclosure for hogs and pigs?
Any
Most of the people just built it some kind of hog shelter about 4 or 5 feet high and they have about 8 or 10 feet long where the old hog and the pigs could go under that. Now that was just called
What about the area that had a fence around it larger than that where the hogs?
Well, you'd call that, just call that the lot. Yeah, it would be the feeding lot for the hog.
And a place for milk and butter or a type of farm that was just for this type of animal.
Well, no, you have too much of that. We had some dairies, and they still had to put these cows in a place like this, but it was on wood, on the ground. But later years, they made them build concrete places like I'm talking about for all of this to do the milking, made it safe to place and made them screen it in where they, when they milked, a lid there, put your milk in a can, and then you had a place you went and had a screen house, you put that in. Well, you had to keep it cool, and they just called them the milk houses, and of course it's built all kind of different types according to what size dairy a fellow was running, but there was too many of them.
Right. Well, now, would a dairy
they used to have two places here they pasteurized this milk, which would have been pasteurized dairy. But now they can't off Columbus or somewhere else and pasteurize it there. But a regular dairy now would be called where out in the country, the farm where you brought your milk in and peddled it around and sold it, or you bring it into these places where they pasteurize it. Is your window up?
Right, and the place outside the barn
where the